You're listening to SBS News.
This year, the former coalition government accepted the New Zealand-Australia resettlement arrangement. The deal had been proposed for 10 years before Australia finally accepted the offer, which would see New Zealand resettle up to 150 refugees per year for 3 years. The deal was signed in March, but 7 months later, SBS News can confirm not one refugee has resettled in New Zealand as part of the deal. A spokesperson for Home Affairs recommended refugees voluntarily return to their home countries, despite many of them being ethnic minorities fleeing persecution. Zaki Hadari, a human rights campaigner for Amnesty International, says the delays are only adding to 10 years of torture.
And if you go to the offshore refugees that are in Nauru and PNG, most of them are really, really ill. Mentally, they're unstable. They have gone through so much. They have been tortured for the past 10 years, not just by the Australian government, but the companies that were contracted to care for them.
Mr. Hadari says refugees in offshore facilities can't hold a conversation for more than 5 minutes due to their poor treatment. Interviews for resettlement take hours, and Mr. Hadari says refugees need to be taken to Australia for proper medical treatment first, before having to decide which country they feel safe going to.
We're asking for an immediate evacuation of those islands because the expertise, the healthcare system that they need isn't there. And Australia do have that capacity and is responsible for the damage that the government have done to people. Therefore, we need to care for those refugees that need care now before they make a choice on where to go and even before getting involved with the process. Because refugee process is a lengthy one and it does take a healthy person to sit an interview and go through the whole process.
SBS understands that no refugee who settles in New Zealand as part of the deal can later settle in Australia. The same goes for those in Nauru and Papua New Guinea.
So when they were taken to one of these islands and they were told that you will never call Australia home, which meant that they can never ever would be able to come to Australia under this policy and the circumstances that they were in. So they were forced for a couple of first years to go back where they came from. And of course, most of them are ethnic minority being persecuted in their countries. For example, Hazara refugees or very similar to Iranian refugees that they can never go back to a regime that they escaped from.
Abbas Nazari, who fled Afghanistan in 2001 and has since settled in New Zealand, says there are stark differences in how New Zealand's government approaches refugees to Australia's. Mr. Nazari fled the Taliban of his family 20 years ago on a small wooden fishing boat before they were rescued by the Norwegian container ship, the MV Tampa. Known as the Tampa Affair, former Australian Prime Minister John Howard ordered the ship to be boarded by special forces and soon later introduced the Pacific Solution, whereby asylum seekers are taken to Nauru. Former Prime Minister of New Zealand Helen Clark called Mr. Howard and told him New Zealand would take the 150 refugees aboard the Tampa. Mr. Nazari says the Australian government could buy refugees a house in Toorak, one of Melbourne's most wealthy suburbs, with the money it spends on keeping them detained.
What is it, $1 billion a year to keep the offshore detention centres running, right? I always joke that, you know, the couple hundred folks who are still imprisoned on Manus and Nauru, you could probably buy them a house in Toorak, right, and give them a salary and all of that, and probably still be cheaper than running those detention centres. It's an insane policy that still runs to this day. And now, they're going to start using them for deportation camps, right? So, the money cycle just keeps going.
He says it's hypocritical for Australia to point out human rights abuses in other countries.
I think it would be, if this country were to, put its record up against some other countries, and sure, there'll be some very obvious things that we could point to other players in other countries and say, you're doing this, you need to correct this and that. It'd be so easy for an adversary to say, you need to clean up your own house, look at these offshore concentration camps that Australian taxpayers are funding and footing the bill for.
A spokesperson for Home Affairs stressed that refugees in Nauru are not detained and reside in the Nauruan community with full freedom of movement and work rights. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.